Good morning. It is I, Boris. I have placed the bombs strategically all over the world. If you don't give me $5 billion, I'll make the whole world go kaboom. You have 5 minutes. Is it on? Yeah, that is one of my favorite lines, for more like favorite works of yours truly, Trevor Noah, when he's comparing villains in movies and why, you know, why Russians and Middle Eastern guys make, you know, good villains in movies and why Asians, well, Asians just, won't cut it. And let me just say Indians, because Asians, because they have, Asians like the, you know, like the guy that plays, the guy that plays Chunda character in Rush Hours, that guy is one of my favorite evil villain. And the guy in the final fighting scene with Maggie Q in Naked Weapon. Let's settle this, you and I, using the most primitive weapons. Asian. Excellent villain. But we're not here to talk about villains. We are here to talk about two things. Men, gentlemen. Research have managed to give... here's the thing. Ladies, you are going to hear us out. Research have finally concluded that we not want, it's not a want for us. And I think this research speaks very positively. It's going to contribute a lot to men's mental health. I can't believe we have been talking about mental health for a very long time. You know, well, boy child mental health, why all the high societal statistics in men? There have been an elephant in the room that we have not addressed. Now that elephant in the room have to do with, I'm gonna go with weekends, but it really doesn't have to be weekends. It has been proven that we, men, us, men, we need, according to research, we need at least, that means minimum. We need to go out there and chill with either sports, but mostly beer, at least twice a week. So, we're gonna get to the report in a few. And also, the research, it turns out a study was conducted and they found that there is a psychological benefit for us to go out there and hang out with the boys at least twice a week. Ladies, this one is on science. It's not us, so it's science. Science. It's scientifically proven. Since everyone is coming to trust the science. Gentlemen, this one is not on us. If the madam asks where I'm coming from at 3 o'clock in the morning, according to science, you have, for the sake of your mental health, you have the right to do that. You know, for humanity's sake. We'll get to that research in a few. First, let's lay the foundation about safety precautions in this our Republic of Namibia. Yeah, let's start with the safety precautions, and then we get to the why comedians must be given a chance in Parliament, because well, we'll get to that. Awesome. Safety precautions in Windhoek. Why comedians must be given a chance in politics, because we make excellent politicians when we are not starting wars with nuclear superpower, not to mention any NEMUS. Why comedians must be given a chance in politics. Why my gender must be given at least 2 days every week to go out and hang out with the boys in the name of our own mental health with beer. Beer is a significant part of it. Or sport and beer, or chilling and beer. Bottom line is beer. Nami Breweries must be so proud of, he's going to be so proud of today's show. Because, well, this one, again, it's science, not me, this is science. I'll get to the science in a few. So, safety precautions in Windhoek, why politicians must be given, why comedians must be given a chance in politics, and why, men must be given at least, you know, at least, I can't stress that enough, ladies, at least 2 days a week to go and chill with the boys, and beer, sports with the guy, with the boys and beer. Well, video games with the boys and beer. Bottom line is, beer is, very important to for this mental health mitigation strategy to work. You gotta love science. Now, and then we are going to wrap up to wrap that up with some of the most ridiculous scientific researches ever done. Like there are things that you know there are things that someone, I'm just gonna go through and you'll go, they needed a research for that. One of those have to do with, my God, women are gonna murder me for this one. A new research indicate that, women going through midlife crisis tend to talk more, to use more, more words, on average than men. That's a fancy way of saying, this is a very, it's culturally understood that, mostly, not all the time, because there are men that work on radio. Those men tend to talk more than women, on average. Not to mention any names, of course. That's some terrible friendly fire. But anyway, the thing is, what you have is that it's universally believed that, women, in comparison, on average, women use more words than men. That's a politically correct way of saying, ladies, you guys talk too much. On average, of course. Never getting laid anytime soon, am I? But anyway, in the name of comedy, this is in the name of comedy and science. In the name of comedy and science. Let's talk about that. Safety precautions in Windhoek. As we, as the end of the year, make I collect my English small, as we approach the end of the year. Okay. This colonialism language no go kill me all. Now, as we get close to the end of the year, Windhoek becomes dangerous like by the minute. So now it is, it's important to know some of the most, safety precautions to put in mind, how to be safe in Windhoek. Unfortunately, the first thing you will have to do is be careful of who you help. That's the most painful thing about today's society. Be careful of who you help. That's where we are at. You have to be careful of who you help. Oh dear. Yeah. So you also have to be careful while helping someone. Society we have built. Congratulations. And then I have one controversial one. You know, this whole, people owing their respective municipalities money and their municipalities calling Red Force and then contracting them to annoy the heck out of the people that owe the municipalities money for them to pay money. It's infuriating a lot of people. Now, I'm not sure if that's the proper way to approach this whole debt collection thing, but here is one thing I have learned and you cannot convince me otherwise. Whoever owes you money, the best way for you to ask people, the best way to get people that owe you money to pay you back the money they owe you is to annoy the heck out of them. It turns out it works all the time because, according to the conclusion that I have drawn based on my own observation, that's literally what Red Force does. Red Force is given files by their clients, some of which are municipalities and local authorities, and all they just do is get this, get these files, along with names and, unfortunately, phone numbers of the people that owe these entities, be it public or private. Now, Red Force then does what basically every last born is good at. Annoying the heck out of someone. So, if you are last born, don't give up. There's a lot of hope out there for you, especially in the debt collection industry. You can, that annoying process, you know, that annoying character, that annoying trait can come in very handy when it comes to, hang on a second. That means every family can have a debt collection company because every family have that pain in the behind relative. Instead of looking at those ones as a curse, no! They can be very, you know, productive member of the family. All you just have to do is, is write down a list of the people that owe the whole family, all the family member money. Like, my God, I need to patent this idea. Don't copy it. I'm going to share it anyway, but don't copy it. Now, here's what you're going to do. Every family, they say every family has that crazy, like very nuts in the head, very annoying member of the family. Or, you know, if you are lucky enough, if you are one of those very lucky family and you have two of them, even, and three, if you have five, holy cow, my God, I'm jealous of your family. Now, what you're going to do is instead of, avoiding these annoying family members, it turns out they can be very, 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 they can contribute economically and overall nationally to the economy. Now, what I'm going to do is bring them together and then give them super away or whatever away is coming from or whatever, whatever network you use. Now, give them super away, hyper away, away Pro Max. Just give them that. Give them a phone and a list of phone numbers of anyone that owes your family money or any member of your family money. You know that annoying thing that you do here in our family? Well, we want to put that to good use. If you can annoy these people on this list until they pay the money back, we'll give you 10% of whatever they pay. We'll give you 10%. Oh yeah, this economy will be on. Now maybe an economy will be on. Your family's economy will be. Your personal financial well-being will be on, and overall your mental health will be on. See, you're welcome. This is why you need comedians. Okay, now you can stop clapping your hands now. You're welcome. You're welcome. No need to thank me. Just implement that. Find the most annoying members of your family, give them super away, give them phone numbers, and then thank MTC later. Oh, it start with me and then MTC and then Paratus and then Telecom Namibia. But start with me first. I came up with that genius idea. Ah, this is my wisdom. No go kill me. So, safety precautions. So, what I learned, is that, the best way to get people to pay the money they owe you back is to annoy the heck out of them. Because you can't convince me that's literally what debt collection companies do. And if you are doubting the fact that it works, just look at how pissed off people are when they found out that their local authorities or municipalities have given their files to Red Force. My God, they are pissed to the point where they are protesting. Bottom line, annoying works. It works, people. Okay, now I have to stop I will have to send Red Force an invoice, or marketing will send me an invoice, and I don't want to deal with an invoice. Bottom line is, if there's one thing you have to learn from debt collection companies, is that annoying the people that owes you money works all the time. All you just have to do is annoy them. Now, how do you do that? Easy. Start with calling them non-stop. Yeah. That works too. Just call them all the time. See? Last bones, you are about to become, you are about to have firstborn status. As a firstborn, I feel attacked by my own comments. So, how to be safe in winter? What you are looking for is, what to watch out for in winter? Look, I'm not saying that, people must go out there and lie and steal. All I'm saying is those guys that are out there with the mission to lie and steal, you guys are becoming terrible at this. You guys are becoming terrible at this. According to the story of the low budget transporter movie in that almost happened. Actually, it happened. A very short one, and then it didn't. I mean, it was very short. In Rocky Crest, a group of guys driving a Nissan Note that was their getaway car. Now, that's look. If you are going to join a gang group, like at this point, guys, we've been through this before. Namibians, we are too nice to do anything illegal. First of all, there was a gang fight where a lot of damage to property, a lot of property damage was done in Comasdal about a month or two ago, where a lot of this, I think it was gang rivals, that basically went to war with each other with stones. With stones and sticks and stones. May I repeat that? And sticks and so, like really, if you are a gang group and you are going to war with another gang group and your weapons are stones, whatever the gang are you? Really? Like, that's how you know that, you shouldn't be a gang group. You should be a church choir. Because this whole crime thing is not meant for you. And now you have guys that made one terrible decision after another. You know those guys. The lesson at least I have learned. Not that you can learn. Actually, you can learn a lot of lessons from criminal activities. This is what I have learned. These guys should have known from day one that this whole thing is a bad idea. First of all, I can imagine them sitting around the table and trying to cook up this plan. You know, there's this house that I saw in Rocky Crest. From the surrounding thing, it looks like the owner is loaded. Now, we are going to break in that house. Now, here's the thing. Here's what we're going to do. We are going to need, an excuse for the owner to open the door for us so we can rob him. Yeah, now, let's think of what's the best excuse. You can imagine these guys took days to think of the best excuse, and the best they could come up was, the best they came up with was, let's just waste fuel that's very expensive right now, and go to Rocky Crest now, and then knock at someone's gate, and when they open the door and ask us what we are looking for, we must convince them to the best of our ability, and I think we found the best plan. The best convincing method, we have the best plan. And I think this is going to work. The plan is, we knock at the gate. When they open, we tell them, we are interlock specialists. Huh? You're interlock what now? We are interlock specialists. So let me get this straight. You specialized in interlocks. I'm not saying you don't need skills to lay down interlocks. I'm just saying you will take a very long time to convince me that you need to be a specialist in interlocking a residential area. Maybe some high-end billionaire's house. Maybe a residential area somewhere in Rocky Crest. Really? So now that's what. Now you'd think at this point one of them would go, seriously, guys? Should we go with electrician, plumber? Because those things get you inside the yard. CCTV specialists, security specialists like CCTV and alarm and all that. These guys, believe it or not, rumor has it, they went for interlock specialists. Now, at this point, I'm going, the chances of that excuse working are really slim. And I think I'm up to something here because, well, that plan didn't work. The owner of the house, as you can imagine, went like, Interlock specialist, seriously? Very soon, you know, these guys will start knocking at someone's house and telling people, I'm a government specialist. Say what? I'm a government specialist. I'm sorry, yeah, government, what now? Government specialist. I specialize in governance. I'm with the United Nations. My biggest fear is that seeing how people, you know, how people respect politicians, someone will open the door if someone says that. I'm the, you know, government specialist with the United Nations. We are here to, observe the living conditions and basically incentivize the people that we are observing after them. It turns out it can be, I can make an excellent Tura boy. Lived in Tura, so. Makes a lot of sense. So, at this point, none of them is saying this is just ridiculous. No, they write down interlock specialist as part of the plan. Then they go to the next part of the plan now. Operation Getaway. After we use this very ridiculous of an excuse to get into someone's house and then we rob them, how do we get away from Rocky Crest? Now, I have an idea. I know someone that has a car. Okay, that's a good plan. What type of a car? A Nissan. Excellent. I mean, a getaway car. Nissan makes some excellent getaway cars. If you're talking about an R35 Skyline or Nissan Juke R. It's ugly, but Juke R is a limited edition of the Juke with a, is it a Chevy SS engine? Something like that. It's a Nissan Juke R, limited edition of a specialized, one that's just built for speed of what they call, you know, sleeper cars, a car that looks like your ordinary car, but has a speed demon type of engine. In the very same way that you have two variants of the Grand Cherokee. You have the ordinary Grand Cherokee and then you have the SRT, one that has the Challenger Hellcat engine. When you just look at it from outside, it's just a Grand Cherokee. And if you have the, you know, Trackhawk, if you see the Trackhawk sign, you better be driving one heck of a car because Hellcat. Yeah, less in a Dodge Challenger Hellcat. Yeah. The translation, don't follow that thing. Unless you are flying a fighter jet. Nope. The Nissan that was proposed for this getaway operation, was a note.
First of all,
they should have noted that that was a bad idea, but no. They noted that down as a good idea and then went on to make even one terrible decision. So, we came up with the best excuse. We have found the best getaway car. Now, let's get a driver. They picked a driver that has been driving from the look of things. With a health passport. Or a voter's card. One of the two. Their goal was to run away from the police that are driving Golf 7s. Like, this was one terrible mathematical calculation after another. So, and things started going south from day one. First of all, they give a terrible excuse. And then they begin to raise suspicions. And they, after raising a bunch of suspicions, people call the police. Who then shows up with, definitely not a Nissan Note. And also, they are qualified to be driving the first cars they police are driving. So, here you have a police officer who is qualified to drive a Golf 7 chasing a driver that has been driving with a health passport and a voter's card, who, making it worse, have been, who is now trying to run away from a qualified police officer who is driving a Golf 7. Let me rephrase that. A police officer who was qualified to drive a Golf 7 was chasing a driver that was been driving with a seemingly a health passport, and he was driving a Nissan Note. And guess what happened? Overturned. Low-budget transporter. The whole, overturned, and after overturning, they, and some of them were found hiding in the bushes, turns out. And then, well, they basically gathered everything around, and we all saw what they found in that car. Sandals, people, sandals! You know, the ones that you can find in Chinatown? At like 10 bucks. If I'm going to jail, I wanna go to jail the Saki Shangala way. You know, the James Atuku Lipi way. Millions! You know, the Namco guys. That's how I wanna go to jail. I wanna say Namdia, but, you know, I love money, but not to the point of getting shot. If I'm going to find myself behind bars, I wanna sit there and say, well, it was worth it. For sandals? Seriously? Couldn't you have just grabbed those ones at someone selling them in Chinatown? You risk the chances of you, you know, being given mob justice, but jail for sandals? That's not how I go to jail. For me, going to jail is like cheating on my wife. If I'm going to cheat on my wife, I want to make sure that the person bottom line is, whoever that I'm cheating with must be hotter than my wife. Because it will be very difficult to explain to the people. And it's also, I think, this is just me. I think it's very insulting to your wife for you to cheat on her with someone who is less hotter than her. Because you'll have very difficult time answering the question, why? Because she'll be asking you, what does she have that I don't? That's a very common question that I've at least heard from, wives in movies.
I hope my wife doesn't ask me that question when I'm married one day.
Now, what does she have that I don't? Because at this point, you will have a hard time explaining. Because, well, for one, your wife, everyone will be like, yeah, dude, seriously, your wife is still hotter than, hey, like, what were you going for? Now, if she has other hardwares, okay, you're forgiven. By me, not your wife. Your wife is still gonna kill you. Again, if you have to, at least make sure the person you're cheating with is hotter, or at least have some qualities that will enable you to explain why when you get caught. Assuming you are still alive, you know, to explain. And sometimes you may not stand a chance. This world we live in. Be safe, people. Banango ngamuli kete, the way we live is so dangerous. Banango ngamuli kete, the way we live is so dangerous. Tamo moi, ever gone mo moi. Amu vone manisani noti. Amu vone mama's dademio.
Every day I met you to be where you are. Yeah, without you, kwaja kondia. When this open dia rasoni bona. Nari pika elabu, nobody shakera heke nyu. Kakinji kemu, dari retera mi venue. Vanango ngamuri kete, the way we live is so dangerous.
doesn't show me. Omo mwira pavata takutia vavani nendu. Mundi etu angwine, dakafa kuzika. Vira, 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 vira. Zedi me. Yeswe pina jelasi, maniswe katumira. Avo kuimbei, basha kunishekeza. Ondo tanga tujelikete. The way we live is so dangerous. Banangu mamulikete. The way we live is so dangerous. Eba kuhoni mwose. Iwase posa shwanangu mamulikete.
My lovely Elizabeth. So, apart from that botched strategy of, if anything, those guys said, from Rocky Crest, a failed heist. If I was them, what I would do is basically come to the realization that this whole crime thing is not my thing now. And then I think I would then turn around and start making money by writing books on how not to plan a heist, because I feel like they will make a killing that way, because clearly how to plan a heist is not their strength. How to plan a heist, that's an Emanuela David thing. I don't care what you say. If Emanuela David writes a book on how to plan a heist, I'm buying it. I don't care if I have to spend my whole year's salary, I'm buying it. But if those guys, those guys that got arrested in Rocky Crest write a book on how to plan a heist, I'm not buying it, because first of all, terrible excuse, terrible getaway car, terrible driver. It was one disaster after another. So, Emanuela David, people don't understand just how sophisticated Emanuela David is. Emanuela David pulled off a heist, not at anyone's house, but Cyril Ramaphosa, a whole president, stole from a billionaire. Now, that's not the most impressive part. The most impressive part is Operation Palapala Bank is the only operation executed by Namibians. You're welcome, South Africa. It's the only operation where money was stolen. And the people the money was stolen from, used some secret ways. First of all, the people the money was stolen from did not call the police. And then they tracked down the people that stole the money and then gave them a little bit of a questionable massage along the way, according to the story. And then they were told, given more money to keep, not to tell anyone, including the police, about the money they stole. Are you kidding me? Someone who can pull that off, if they write a book about heist, I'm buying it. Actually, I'm most likely to buy a book written by Manuela David on how to plan a heist than this whole hell book, so like Think and Grow Rich. Ah, yeah, get out of here. If you can steal someone, thing, and that someone tracks you down. Look, that's like, Tura Boys grabbing your phone, and you are so impressed by the way that they grab your phone that you start looking for them to give them the box, charger, and headphones. That's what Emanuela David pulled off, people, because that was just super, not career guidance, of course, not career advice, but of course not career advice, but that was an impressive feat of heist planning. Heads off. Heads off.
No, no, David. No, it rocks. Oh. Hang on a second. Eagle FM, good.
Bobo?
Good afternoon.
It's not afternoon, yes. Is it afternoon already?
11 is still morning.
Still morning, I think so. So you don't sleep well. Now you know suddenly whether it's afternoon or morning.
I was busy sniping imaginary enemies the whole night, so I slept at 3.
That book, we're not going to confuse people's mind.
Which one?
Manuel, that book where they read them say, this Bobo, they come steal money from you.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, now you come grab themselves.
Uh-huh.
If you grab them,
uh-huh,
you know, they tell the police that, yes, these boys, they don't steal my money. So the police again, I wish I could read that book, Mashiach.
That's why I'm saying these guys, the Rocky Crest guys, those guys must write a book titled How Not to Plan a Heist. Now, Emmanuel and David must write a book on how to plan a heist.
Oh, God.
The Rocky Crest guys, Look, that's like me grabbing Frederick's cell phone. Really?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
How far am I going to get?
But you are safe because, the whole story ended up there.
It ended up there. Yeah, thank heavens.
So meaning that nobody was... Even those, all the couplets there, they were saved.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
But sandals, are we that desperate as a country? Sandals?
No. That is the heinous kind of a thing. So, because it's very, very important that, I think you need to find yourself in parliament.
I wouldn't be surprised if they found sweets in that car.
Oh my God. So, let's see.
An instant porridge. That'd be
nice. So, as we find ourselves in parliament,
uh-huh,
you see, I don't know why people who are more intelligent, sabi things, do not want to go for parliament. I know it's more trouble for you, you want to make money.
Parliament for me, I will begin to sound like one American politician. I have come to admire.
Which one?
That's the next part. His name is...
Okay, please, me, I also know a bodyguard. Let you know mention of
that. No, don't worry. That's where we're headed next.
Oh my God. Right. This boy is making me laugh so much.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
So, two books that must be written on a heist, you know, like money heist, if you have to make a movie. Take for example, if we were to make a movie on all this, the Rocky Crest story, the movie title would be How Not to Plan a Heist. The Manuela David, if we turn that into a movie, the movie title will be How to Plan a Heist. You are in and out. No cleaner was hurt. No, those guys did not even hurt a fly. That's how you pull off a heist. You can't run around trigger happy and shooting everyone around you. One movie that will be titled How Not to Plan a Heist Part 1. How Not to Plan a Heist Part 1. Namdia, How Not to Plan a Heist Part 1. How Not to Plan a Heist Part 2, Rocky Crest. How to Plan a Heist, Palapala Bank. Starring Emanuela David. A chance for politicians in comedy. A chance for comedy in, for comedians in politics. The other way around. Just to be safe, you are looking for, safety precautions first before we move on to that one. Safety precautions in Windhoek, the whole country. If someone comes knocking at your door telling you that they are interlock specialists, close that door and call the police. Chances are very high, especially if they are driving a Mazda Demio, a Nissan Note. That's a lot of red flags, especially if the car is red. That's too much. Not too much red, be that. So, why am I saying that comedians need to be given a chance for politics? Now, I know, as a comedian, I'm still mad at Zelensky. He did not paint a very good picture for us as comedians, how good we can be in politics, because Homeboy, as a comedian, came into power and then started war with a nuclear superpower. Now the whole country is in ruins. So, now, just in defense of my fellow, comedians, we are not all like that. Some of us can just sit in parliament and say the funniest thing, or more like say this, the most serious thing, the funniest way. Now, Senator John Kennedy, not to be confused with John F. Kennedy, or that's who is John Fitzgerald Kennedy, the one who went to Dallas, Texas, and suffered a massive headache. Oh, that was uncalled for. Headache was caused by a sniper. John Kennedy is John Kennedy is an American politician. Now, this man is what they call a senator. You see, every time Homeboy opens his mouth, it's just one line of comedy material coming out of his mouth. The thing is, some of his famous lines are as follow. My Democratic friends just can't accept the fact that the American people chose Donald Trump to be president. It's called democracy. My advice to them, and I say this gently, fill out a hard feelings report and let's move on. Donald Trump supporter, that's for sure. Sometimes the majority just means all the fools are on the same side. Just sifting through them, because Homeboy curses a lot, like he's not a senator. Yeah. I trust Russia and China and Iran and North Korea, like I trust the, Jesse Smirnoff, the police report. Really? Homeboy there was just not speaking. Power does not change. It does not change you. Like, that's a very powerful quote. Power does not change you. It unmasks you. Basically, money and power doesn't change you. It reveals the real you. And I know what you're gonna say. No, money doesn't change me. Oh, come on. Money has gradually started changing you. First of all, when you got a raise, you moved out of Havana. Now you are paying a very expensive rent in Sumbabasia. Your fridge is empty. Well, on the bright side, there is water. But now you're telling me money cannot change you. Money have changed you. You used to eat fat cakes. When you got a raise, now you only eat pizza and KFC. Money have changed you. You can't tell me. You used to catch a bus. When you got your first raise, you graduated to normal taxi. But when you got another raise, now you're just younger. See, money have changed you. You just don't want to admit it. Bottom line, money and power changes you. Money and power changes all of us. Actually, according to the good senator here, it doesn't change you. It unmasks you. See? It's not rocket science. Money doesn't change you. It unmasks you. But before we continue, let me just, sometimes I need to be, sometimes I need to be reminded that it's Saturday, it's music day. I'm feeling so special when I invite you over for the weekend and you show up in a demio taxi. I'm feeling so trusted.
When you talk to me.
Feeling so strong when you talk to me like that every day. Oh, I'm feeling so special. Hey, give me a break. I have my headphones on. Like all of us here, when we have our headphones on, we sound, to us, when we have our headphones on, we sound like Justin Bieber. When you take them off, sound like a kid being run over by a lawnmower. But
At my age, you start appreciating things you might have taken for granted before, like good health. I've known from early on that donating blood regularly was indeed good for my health. I'm too old now, but I've done my part in saving hundreds of lives while benefiting my own. You see, my risk of a heart attack, stroke, and cancer was always low because I donated blood.
Call NHB on 061-285-5400. We're about you.
Want to know about Namibia's latest business and economic news? Then look no further than The Villager newspaper. The Villager is an e-paper that is published every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday for free, directly to your phone or computer. To become a subscriber, simply send a WhatsApp message with your number and email address to 081-200-4144. Be sure to save the phone number as a contact. The Villager, wherever you are.
Welcome back. We continue. This is yours truly, Mind the Gap with Helmed here on Eagle FM. It's a comedy show. Before you start taking things serious and personal, this is just just me making fun of pretty much anything that is around me. Now we are on giving politicians, giving comedians a chance in politics, and two quotes that I love. Yeah, I think she's the reason why there's there's a reason why there are directions on shampoo bottles. Yeah, you know what? I never understood that. Like, do you really have to be told that the engine is hot? If a car is running, the engine is gonna be hot. Turns out there must be a label there that says hot surface. For some people, not. It's like every gun must be labeled as fast moving projectile once the trigger is pulled. Like, it's the moment you see a gun, that's the first thing that comes in your head. Senator John Kennedy, describe how dumb some people are. Well, there's an easy way of putting that. These people are about 10 exits past normal. Those one-liners. The thing is, a bunch of them are just filled with F words. I'm like, you're killing it for me now. So. Next part is not an excuse. It's just scientifically proven, guys. Ladies, this one is for you. According to a research that I'm going to share with you guys, it is proven that we have to go out there twice a week. We guys. CBS report. I'll point out at the end why this report is very important for us. And why I have a research result. Okay. Cheers, men, CBS News. Cheers, men needs to drink with friends twice a week to stay healthy. Study finds. First of all, they did not need a study for this. We have been talking about this forever. Guys. And whoever wrote this article is also, is also a comedian. Guys, are you looking for a good excuse to hang out with your friends and have, and have a few beers? Well, now you have one. Your health, specifically mental health. A new study conducted by the University of Oxford. Now you have to understand, you have to understand that University of Oxford. University of Oxford conducted the study, but it was funded by Guinness Beer. I just wanted to throw that out there because that's one of those things that's making people go like, look, it's not that I don't trust science. It's just that the fact that, the high emphasis on beer, seeing that the research was also highly funded by guys that sell, that sell beer, just a bit too fishy to ignore. But the point is, putting all that elephant in the room aside, ladies, please just hear us out. This is nothing. Before you all start saying, no, well, a beer company funded the research, it could be biased. Don't ruin things for us. Please. Thank you. According to science, we have to go out twice a week to do stuff with the boys. It does not necessarily mean beer, albeit beer is a significant part of it. Like a must. It's sort of like going to the movie without, buying popcorns. Like, really? Like, that, find that confusing. It's social construction, I know, but basically turn that into a norm. But anyway. A new study conducted by Oxford University suggests that for men, grabbing a few drinks with your buds is not only good, is not only a good time, it's essential to good health. Seriously, a guy's night is a must. Sorry, ladies, it's more like two nights. Thank you. A study conducted by Robin Denbar, this one of the a psychologist and a director of Oxford University Social and Evolutionary Neuroscience Research Group. So that's a very sophisticated title. I would assume homeboy knows what he's talking about. On top of the money given to him by the guys that sell beer, and then tell him to put as much beer as possible in his report. Oxford University Social and Evolutionary Neuroscience Research Group. That's a very sophisticated, very verbose topic, more like title. So these guys know what they're talking about. So when we say we're going two nights a week, so the best way to show that you love your man, ladies, is to ask him, you didn't go out this week. This week you only went out once. It's not good for your mental health. Please go out again so that you reach the minimum. Now, if you are so loving and you want him to live longer and you want him to, your relationship to last, let him go out at least 3-4 times a night. Now, the same study shows that most men get far less male bonding with time than what they require, with 40% only able to make guys' night. Only 40%. For a very long time, only 40% make one guy's night per week. One. Less than 40%. That explains all this mental health crisis. Here you go, guys. Oxford University don't solve mental health problem. See, I'm telling you, go out there twice a week. I do go out like 5 times a week. It's just that my definition of going out is Alcatraz, shipment, heart point. That one is a heart attack. Search and destroy, another heart attack. Isolated. Now that's therapy. As long as you don't run into Ackman. Search and destroy. Therapy. Till you run into Cisco. Okay, that's too much gaming lingo. Now, this report suggests that despite spending 20% of their day interacting through other means, men need to meet face to face to keep their friendship strong. And throwing back a few cold beers is a perfect way to achieve this. Look. If you want to have a report like that, sponsor a research, you're welcome. How much money was this guy given? Really? Well, like they say, dollar billion, yeah, makes the world, money makes the world, money makes the world go round. Yeah, that's the term I was looking for. Money makes the world go round.
Beth, your mission is a difficult one.
It always is, sir.
These are photos of Aya Bongo. She's to be deported back to a hostile country. You cannot let this happen.
Oh,
In this refugee camp, everybody was waiting for word if they would get into the country or be deported. Me, I just wanted to see her get in, man. The sweetest girl.
Some live for their bill, some kill for the bill. Yeah. She whine for the bill, grind for the bill.
She used to be sweet.
Some steal for the bill, if they gotta pay the bill. Yeah.
She used to be
too nice, white clam pink on. We see on the bill. High school, she was that girl that make me do the hula hoop around the gym. High school, she was that girl that make me do the hula hoop around the gym.
Just to get a peek, I guess she's a 10.
Never thought that she would come and work for the president. Just to George Washington.
Where my money at?
She lost. He called.
Where my money at?
She had a good day, bad day, sunny day, rainy day. All you wanna know is
where my money at?
Close leg, don't get fake. Go out there and make my bread. All you wanna know is
close leg, don't get fed. Go out there to Rocky Crest and get my bread. All I wanna know is, where my money at? Somewhere out there is a ruined December plans. Because, guys, don't make December plans on, based on a heist. Because sometimes, you know, cars overturn, you make terrible plans, you make terrible excuses, you know, go to jail and then December ruined. Just hustle a different way. Because all I wanna know is, where my money at?
She ended up in a roll call, bruised up, scarred heart. All he wanna know is
where my money at?
She falls,
yes.
He calls.
Well, I'ma tell you, like you told me, cash rules everything around me. Singing dollar dollar bill, y'all, dollar dollar bill, y'all, dollar dollar bill, y'all, dollar dollar bill, y'all. I'ma tell you, like you told me, cash rules everything around me. Singing dollar dollar bill, y'all.
Something they don't wanna be a part of. Rather be up in the club shaking for a dub. With triple times the money and spending it like they wanna. They got their mind on their money, money on their mind. They got their finger on the trigger, hand on the nine. See, every day they feel the struggle by staying on their grind. And ain't nobody taking from us, and that's the bottom line. But
I know,
when there's a drop on the block, it moves slow. You're
getting pressure from cops, you don't know.
I got to lay low, cause 25 for life's no joke.
You
You
better lay low, because 25 to life is no joke.
All the beautiful women getting money, washing them dollar bills like laundry.
Have a seat. Passport. Aya Bongo. You're being deported.
What?
Transportation will come and pick you up in 24 hours.
What do you mean?
You'll gather your belongings.
What? There's no way!
Hector!
No, get out of here. No!
Done. Next!
I'ma tell you, like you told me, cash rules everything around me. Singing dollar dollar bill, y'all.
Dollar dollar bill, y'all.
Dollar dollar bill, y'all.
Dollar dollar bill, y'all.
I'ma tell you, like you told me, cash rules everything around me.
She used to be the sweetest girl ever. Now she likes sour amaretto. She wears a dress to the T like the letter. And if you make it rain, she will be under the weather. She used to run track back in high school. Now she tricks on the track right by school. She takes the loss cause she don't wanna see her child lose. So respect her, I'm paying for the time used. And then she runs to the pastor, and he tells her there will be a new chapter. But she feels no different after. And then she asks him, where my money at?
I'ma tell you, like you told me, cash rules everything around me. Singing dollar dollar bill, y'all.
Dollar dollar bill, y'all.
Dollar dollar bill, y'all.
Dollar dollar bill, y'all.
I'ma tell you, like you told me, cash rules everything around me. Singing dollar dollar bill, y'all.
Dollar dollar bill, y'all.
Dollar dollar bill, y'all.
Some live for the bill, some give for the bill.
For the bill, grind for the bill.
Great news! Imba just got even better. We have added brand new features to make your experience smoother, faster, and more powerful than ever before. Ready to unlock the full potential of Imba? Get all exclusive features for just $36 Namibian a month, or save even more with our special subscription plans. 5% discount for 3 months subscription, 10% discount for 6 months subscription, and 25% discount for 12 months subscription. Choose the plan that works best for you and start enjoying everything Imba has to offer at an unbeatable price. Imba, where the world congregates. Download it and subscribe today.
Welcome back. We continue. So, men need, not want, no, need. We need, for the sake of our mental health, to go out there twice a week, according to a scientific study that was conducted by an Ivy League university, University of Oxford University, and funded by a beer company. Bottom line is, there's a research out there, people, there's a research out there that proves that we don't focus on who funded the study. Focus on the result that came out of the study. Bottom line is, in the name of mental health, we need to give, you need to give the boy child 2 nights a week. Days we're working. Today is Sunday. If your homeboy disappeared on Friday and you didn't see him the whole of yesterday, and when he comes back later in the evening, today after disappearing for, well, basically 2 days, you have to understand that there is a scientific reasoning behind his disappearance. Maybe there is also a little bit of a biological reasoning, but I'm not here to talk about the biological reasoning is for him to explain. That's a complicated one. The scientific one is one I'm here to explain. It's very important for him to do that with the homies. You gotta love science. We didn't make the laws. No. Speaking of which, it is said that the guy that gave us the song "Lonely, I'm So Lonely," aka Akon, and then we found out that he has more than 10 kids. How lonely he was to this day is still very questionable. Now with that, his wife decided to, it is being alleged that his wife decided to file a divorce, demanding $100 million from, from him, only to find out that he's also practicing, Hakimi's method of financial management. What is Hakimi's method? Well, this Hakimi's method, that's a method of financial management that was perfected by the Moroccan footballer, when he was sued by his Spanish actor wife, and then found out that all the money is in his, all the money is under his wife's, under his mother's name. I know. Now, Bro Akon here decided to pull off that Hakimi's method. And just a few warnings on the other side of this very short break. Just a few warnings. Hakimi's method works if your mother is not a fashion Jesus weapon type of person. Because the next thing you know, your mom don't donate all your wealth to your prophet. I swear, Oga prophet, you go lose your teeth. If I find out my hard-earned money was all donated to you by my mom because of the dream you had and convinced. By the time I remember that our Lord and Savior don't die on the cross for our sins, you be on that cross. But you keep playing with people's money. before starting, you have to see that, you know, a demonic possession. Yeah, I go punch you with demonic possessed punches. Nonsense. Where'd that come from? Relax. Not threatening, you know, not threatening man of God. I'm just saying, if there's money involved, I'll just remember man of God after I've punched my wealth out of you back into my pockets.
When I get older, I jump up to the sky and talk to the stars about you. When I get deeper, I dive to the bottom of the seas and get these pearls for you, baby. Cause I got one love, and I can love you for the rest of
That's a very romantic song, but that's I don't know, it's too it's too white. Now we're talking. Now that's a romantic song for Africans.
I don't know about my heart. I want to stay with me. Every day you love someone, something wrong to you. I don't know what I'm going to do. My heart, I won't cry for my lovely Elizabeth. Some people, they want to ask me for you, my love. I'm crazy about that love. I believe you on the phone. Many years I like to see you. Every day you run from me. I don't know what I'm going to do. My head, I want to cry for my sweet Elizabeth. I say Elizabeth, but why you go? And the woman sing. Sweet Elizabeth, but where you go? Come back and love me.
I know you left, but come back because you love me. See your life. You are there pretending like you love that other guy. We both know you love me, so come back. Was this love back in the 80s? Because, my God.
Many years I love you. You love me, Elizabeth. What happened? You know that you miss me.
Really? I know someone who has a boyfriend like that one. The girl left, But instead, oh yeah, come back, you love me. I know you miss me, oh yeah, come back. This is how people handle the situations like this. Just cry, drink your beer, get over it, and then move on to the next heart attack. It's not relationships at this point, it's just causes of heart attack. Why shall I not want to see you? Am I not a people?
Elizabeth, we stay more than 10 years together, you and me. You say that you like makeup.
This is my favorite part of this song. Love really makes you stupid. Because put yourself in a shoe of this idiot. And your girlfriend comes to you and tells you, honey, I really want makeup. I'm like, okay, what do you want? You know, what type of makeup? Well, I want to go and buy it myself. Okay, fine, I'll give you money. How much? How much is a plane ticket to Europe again? Yeah, that price. I don't know how much is. That's how broke I am. Okay, fine, I'll just give you a ticket to go to London to buy makeup. Oh, maybe back then. Oh, yeah, you're right. Back then there was no Chinatown.
But what happened? I hear that now you are in New York. That neighbor who was with you on the plane, the one who took you to New York.
Beware of bestie. Turns out, besties go back. Go way back. They go way back. That neighbor, now today, that neighbor who was with you on the plane who took Elizabeth to New York. Today, those are besties. Watch out for this, for those living organisms. I just found out that I'm a bestie. Hang on a second, how do we get there? What the?
I come a drunker. I start to drink whiskey. Johnny Walker. Now Johnny Walker walking out on my head and on my body. I love you, my baby. She loves you just because of your money. Shut up. I love her. It's not your problem.
That's why you should never give people a relationship advice. Shut up. It's not your problem. Is it your money she's chopping? My biggest problem is after she leaves, that's when he will come. Why didn't you warn you? Are you kidding me? We have an encyclopedia. Voluminous. 24 volume encyclopedia of warnings we gave you. You are thinking with a different head.
Save the date for November 26, 2025, when all registered voters head to the polls for the regional councils and local authorities elections. Your voice matters, and your vote is your voice. Head to your nearest polling station and elect your leaders. Remember, every vote counts. Get involved. Put your voice in the box. Vote on November 26, 2025.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
So not a fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You're the only person that doesn't have the capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in Parliament, let me not take up my Katatura manners.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura.
Uh-huh.
And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to do.
Be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before.
Mm.
It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past, and it's not something that Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the eye.
Welcome back. So, after that short momento. Hey, man. What? They just said you can play music during the weekend. They didn't say anything against singing. That means if I, when I have a song, I can just sing it out. So let's wrap that up with some of, before I go on a full DJ, let's wrap that up with some of the most ridiculous researches ever made, researches ever done. This is according to Time magazine. They compiled a list of, a list of some of the most ridiculous researches ever done. Basically, these are researches, that did not need to be done because of how obvious the researches are. For one, 10 most ridiculous scientific studies, scientific research or scientific studies. One. Study shows beneficial effects of electric fans in extreme heat and humidity. You need a study to know the benefits of having a fan. A study. At this point, it's money laundering. Like, how do you sit with a straight face? Let's commission a study to find out what are the benefits of having a fan. You need a study for that? Women use more words on average than men. 2 years! That study took 2 years! What? And then they conducted another one. That study was to show that there's a difference between sexes. A whole study to know the difference between a man and a woman. Didn't these people do biology? Like, there are 2 chapters in biology, ordinary level, that I did in high school. Male reproductive system, or more like human reproductive system. Male, female. Male reproductive system, that's about 5 pages. Female reproductive system, that's a whole chapter. Actually, I knew the difference between a man and a woman before I went to school. There was no study needed. It turns out there was a study on that. My favorite study is one that took 2 years for them to study and then conclude that women use more words on average than women, on average than men. 2 years that study took. What they were studying, I have no idea. And now, study shows benefits of high-quality screening colonoscopy. Well, really? Healthy guts. That's a dead giveaway. You need healthy guts. You need a study for that? Oh, yeah. Quitting smoking after a heart attack. Not just any quitting smoking. No. Quitting smoking after a heart attack. Chance of very high smoking contributed to your heart attack in the first place. So, after a very long study, these guys found out that quitting smoking after a heart attack reduces pain, reduces chest pain, improves quality of life. Really? You needed millions of dollars and a lot of academic mind to know that quitting smoking is healthy. And education is the key, they say. Okay, you know what? Older workers bring valuable knowledge to the job. Let me rephrase that. Older, experienced workers bring more knowledge to the workplace. There was another study conducted on that. Huh? A study was conducted and they found that parents know more about raising kids than their children. Are you nuts? Like, first of all, that's just a loss of brain cells. Because it's obvious, see. Ah, no sense. Oh, no. And then there is even, no, this is just plain diabolical. Being homeless is bad for your health. Yeah? Now, that study, most of these studies, like especially the three that I've gone through, were conducted by one entity, a Journal of Health Psychology. Yeah, I love white people. The things you guys investigate, it makes black people go, huh? One of my favorite jokes coming out of 2025 jokes coming out of the political sphere is coming out of Uganda, where two Ugandan public officials found themselves in Europe, and one guy who took the podium and at this event that they were attending said that a famous saying of behind every successful man is a woman, of which he said. Look at these Europeans. Usually, the way we do it back in Africa is a woman is in front of a successful man, not behind, because, well, unless you have some equipments involved. But anyway, for the sake of your sanity, let's put that one on hold. Okay, that went dirty very south. That went dirty very fast. So, they needed a research to find out that being homeless is bad for your health. You know, being homeless where you are being pummeled by winter and basically every, weather Mother Nature can throw at you. You need a research for that? Eating in a dustbin is not healthy for you, research finds. Really? It's a dustbin. The more time a person lives under democracy, the more likely she or he is to support democracy. Oh no, this is wrong. Oh no, this is not. How do you explain all the coups? Now for that, they needed a study. Statistical analysis reveals the Mexican drug war increased homicide rates. With drugs comes homicide. It's not rocket science. Scientists discover the difference between sexes. You know, this is a white people thing. This is, point of correction. This is a developed country's thing. It turns out the more your country develops, the more ridiculous your scientific researchers become. Being homeless is not healthy for you. Being a bank robber is not safe. That's basically what you're saying. Research finds that sleeping with someone's wife may get you shot. All you just need is precedence, not research. We have enough precedence that shows that sleeping with someone's wife gets you shot. Or husband still gets you shot. Point is, a research is not needed. But hey, you know what? Peacock. right. We have 14 minutes before the hour of one where, pack my bags and run away. But we still have some DJing to do. I swear, ever since I learned that there's a dirty meaning of DJing is stuck in my head. Now I can't do my job right because the picture's in my head. But anyway, we're only, playing music. Turns out DJing means something very dirty. Don't Google it for the sake of your sanity. It's too late for me, but save yourself. So let's take the music to, let's go a little bit, white people music. Now let's start with, local white people and then we do, international white people music. So.
The glam of hopelessness. Not for yesterday. Seen at myself and you. I get the world for you. And starlight blue top my island.
When I'm in blue, but my Land Cruiser. He may khaki shorts and boots.
Ek weet ek het verander. Jy dink ek praat net weer. Ek het jou lief, ek zweer. Geen pretensie, geen meer. Geen pretensie, geen meer. Geen potentie, geen beheer. Buiten die stemme wat skater. Vrienden wat groets in jou water. Elkeen vreed sy pad. Ek weet ek moet druk my skat. I'm my sweet, I'm my baby. Yes, my two flowers, though your roads are dying. Yes, my dear, yes, my vice. On second, on second, I see. Ek het genoeg gegeer, ek het genoeg geskreeuw.
That's the most touching song ever. It, now, this song is perfect when you are getting robbed and you don't want to give Tura Boys your stuff. You just tell them, may iPhone with two SIM cards because, well, it was expensive. Does that mean, near around here, or near as in near not hearing you may day. Afrikaans is on fire.
Ek het lank al teruggeleer, maar nog steeds het ek probeer.
Ek is so steek by die probleem. Man, these guys were killing it. And so am I. Van net for my sandals and lost my phone because it's very what's important in Afrikaans, like important.
Monster silly donker, du vind ek jou, ek zweer. Ek zweer. Geen pretensie.
Hey! That's Hypertense Gemeyer by Francois van Kolk and Karen Zoid. Hypertense Gemeyer means give me God. Ooh, okay. If you have never heard of Makaranga translation, get yourself a Kabango friend. You'll understand. Okay. That's some serious Afrikaans. But, well, give me a break. I tried to, you know, sort of like interpret why that's a very touching song. He may pretense and he may hear because exuk heaven hantu, which is why I'm saying he may hear.
I could hold out my arms, say I love you this much. I could tell you how long I will long for your touch. How much and how far would I go to prove the depth and the breadth of my love for you? From here to the moon and back, who else in this world will love you like that? Love everlasting, I promise you that. From here to the moon.
From here to the moon and back. And 3 minutes. Whiskey lullaby? No. Let's find something. Something that will... Oh, yeah. No. Local. As a belief. No. Enough Afrikaans. Because, well, I spent the whole day trying to interpret that. And my, don't get me wrong, I was still killing it. I don't care what you say. I was still killing it. Okay. My time is flying. Oh, yeah. Yebo, found it. And a lufolo elokuteleka teleke lange Wednesday. You get the message.
Hey, is here now. Hey, Perenita Pula. So to a channel in now. Hey, not to go for car. Hey, now. What are you getting in my Pula? Nepai benga hana sota tokola ita tuto pokabai poko perende yange kewani ade wudi benge nenai hatu tangu na kepi kumani ita tuto pokabai itu kupepe kewani mirindi bange kekenai nikulite piti mani jimuluke
benga
Genge ani sign out pamwe. Genge ani unfinalize my show pamwe. Remember me. That brings us to the end of Mind the Gap for today. Until next week. So, when I'm here, basically doing what I do best, making fun of people, situations, and mostly people with money, more money than me. But we still meet Monday to Friday, that is with Homerun from 4:30 to 6, with yours truly, Helmed and Dwight. Until then, y'all have a blessed day. Just don't forget, remember me. Gege hatu kulele pamwe, otele kelange Wednesday, something, you know, shuambo, remember me.